Hi there. Welcome to Mastering Investigations. So I want to take a more in-depth look at working directly with law enforcement and investigators and helping to assist in solving crimes, no matter how old they are. That's what this lesson is all about. The first thing I noticed when I was teaching people Mediumship 101 was that everyone, as they were beginning to work on missing persons cases, was starting to build a story. They were starting to have such detailed and elaborate stories that the main focus or the purpose was getting lost. Let me give you an example. Someone comes to me and says, "We have a woman by the name of Sarah, and she's gone missing. Can you help us find her?" I say, "Okay, sure, I'd love to help you find her." So I go to work on the energy of that person's name. I give them everything I feel, everything I think, everything I see, everything I hear, and everything I get. I write down my messages in point form. I see her as being tiny, small, blonde hair. I see her as being single. I feel like she's alive. I feel like she loved animals. I just start writing down things in point form. Everyone seems to be with me so far and agrees, and I see a lot of other mediums doing the same thing. But here's the kicker. Then I take that information and I go back to the family and I give it to them. The next thing they do is tell me the circumstances, or sorry, the next thing they do is give me a photo. Now my ego gets involved because is she happy in the photo? Is she small? Is she a child? Is she an adult? I have so much more details to go on. So now my ego jumps up and goes, "Oh, she's a brunette. She's not blonde hair. And she looks about 20. And she's got like a Led Zeppelin shirt on. I bet she was at a party. I bet there were drugs and alcohol involved. I bet that she went missing from her boyfriend. Yeah. And I feel like it was his birthday. And they were fighting about, you know, him using drugs. And then it just kind of turned into, and you see where the turns and where the twists go? The story is being built, but Spirit's not giving me the information. The ego started off the ping, and then it just began to unravel and to unfold from there. We can get lost very easily based on one snippet of information. The most important part of a missing person's case or an unsolved crime is that you're given very, very few details to start, and you should take and stay with the first step the longest. That is when the best information will come. The moment that you move into larger pieces of information and you start seeing things and hearing things and are told the story, the more your ego will want to run away with it. The truth is, when Spirit gives you a message, I have yet to meet a spirit that sat down with me and said, "My name is John Cameron, and I lived at 2426 Willow Drive, and I am 5'9", and I have 3 children." It doesn't work like that. If it worked like that, well, I don't know. I think we'd all be mediums, and we really wouldn't be missing the other side so much because the messages would be crazy. It's energy. The spirit on the other side has to lower their vibration. We have to pick up our vibration so that we can meet somewhere in the middle. So what that means is it's going to be like a slideshow. We're going to feel it, see it, hear it, feel it, smell it, or know it. You never know how spirit's going to present the ideas to you. You're just really open to whatever that looks like, smells like, feels like, or is like. So the bottom line is that we really just have to have an open mind and have an open heart. But at the same time, write down the things that you hear, that you see, that you feel. And I'm not saying that you might not get a sentence, but I'm telling you, it's not going to be painted out like a 2020 documentary. It's not going to work like that. And the moment that you try and cabbage it into being like that, that's the moment that you know that you're in your ego. The other thing that's really important, you can definitely put yourself out there by saying, "I just want to let the world know I am willing to work on missing persons cases. I'm willing to work with law enforcement, and I'm absolutely willing to work with investigators on old or new crimes." But please don't show up at the police station, knock on the door, and tell them that you want to work on all their cases. You have to trust Spirit to bring you the things that you're meant to work on. That means when you see something on the news, that does not give you the right to phone up to the people involved and tell them that you can help them. I'm sorry. I don't care how big of a push or how much you think you need to do that. On every single level, it is wrong and absolutely, absolutely not okay. You need to allow the universe to bring you the cases that you should be working on and trust that everything you feel, hear, see, think, or know is what will be given to you in order to help the family or those involved. Being a medium who works on cases can be exhausting. You're going to need to mind and balance your time while you're doing it. You can't be up until 4 o'clock in the morning and then do a slate of reading the next day. You also have to weigh your options. Is this a case that has been stagnant for 20 years? Do I need to keep my commitment to my clients tomorrow instead? Or is there someone missing and this is a 911 and my clients need to be moved because I only have a certain amount of time that I need to be working on this? One of the things that I would caution you is the media will come out with their own version of the truth. And sometimes that can be swayed by even a simple thing as such as the reporter's emotions being involved while reporting the news. Stay away from the news at all costs. I never watch it. And if I want to know something or thinking about something, I put it into the Google machine and I bring it up. I can't tell you enough how much better it will feel to be completely unaffected and unflicted by anything that you might have to work on. The other thing is don't let people that don't have anything to do with the case bring it to you. You shouldn't be working on a case for like a third cousin. My rule of thumb is I must be working with law enforcement or I must be working with a direct family member. Then and only then do you want to get involved. I hope that this has helped you. This is one of the hardest things about being a medium. And every case and situation is going to be different. But if I can give you anything, I'll tell you this. The moment that you start to write a story, the moment that you feel like you're editing a script or putting something into a movie because it's so clear, that's when you know you've gotten off track. Spirit doesn't speak like that. It's not like that. It's messages that you're trying to piece together. I see the number 4. I feel like I'm on a mountain. Suddenly I feel like I'm falling. I see a red truck. I don't know why, but people are skiing. Do you see how all those pieces come together? Here's what I've been hearing a lot of students doing. I feel like I'm living on a mountain and the snow is coming down so heavy around me. I'm cold because I've lost my jacket, and that's because my friend Bobby took it away from me when we had a fight. But Bobby and I, we'd only been friends since high school. Do you see what I'm saying? That's what I'm getting in a lot of my, end results that people are coming through in these mediums that are working on these cases. That's a lot of what's happening in the practicum, and a lot of what's happening is that people are just getting so lost and they're building stories. Don't build a story. Stick to the points. That will tell you're in your spirit and not in your ego. I hope this helped, and I look forward to certifying you very soon.